back, everybody. Another episode of Bubba and the Bloom, episode 367. We're here on Thursday night. It means it's your week 19 Fab preview. Week 19, folks. We are like 2 months away from the end of Fab in your life. So get ready and enjoy it while you can. But before we get to your team-by-team previews of the week, you can find me on Twitter at BDNtrick, the podcast at Bubba Bloom. As always, on Twitter at RyanBHQ. Ryan Bloomfield, how you doing, my friend?
I am doing well. Not much baseball today. Five-game slate, all in the morning, mostly in the morning. So pretty rough stuff there. But I don't know. Talk some golf and some FPAS, some first pitch Arizona with you before the show. So that always gets me in a good mood.
Before you know it, we'll be having to plan what our topics are for the show. So that'll be pretty sweet as usual.
Yep.
But So something to keep in mind there. That'll be really, really. Don't you worry. It'll be there at some point in time. Golf. How many? I don't know. We got like 16, 20 people signed up so far. I know it's
for golf. There's a few we haven't heard from. So if you all are listening and haven't responded to me, let me know. If you have never played with us before, have never gone to First Pitch Arizona before, and you want to play, we are playing November 5th at Dobson Ranch. It's like 10, 15 minutes from the hotel at First Pitch. Get in touch with me, get in touch with Bubba, get in touch with the podcast. Our email is bubbabloompod@gmail.com if you're interested in playing golf with us that Thursday. It's a hell of a time. It kicks off the weekend. I know we're both going to fly in Wednesday evening. Kicks off First Pitch Arizona weekend in a great way. I'm excited as hell already. But yeah, we'd love to have as many new folks as we can. We have already got, I think, 3 or 4 new folks to golf this year already. So don't be scared. We don't bite. It's a fun group. You don't really even have to be that good. You just have to have a good time. So let us know.
Yep, let us know. It's always a doozy. And we've got some new faces and everything. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how this all comes to be for another rendition at Dobson Ranch, because it's a great course that we've had a. All right, Ryan, let's get to it. Let's start. Let's preview some week 19 fab. What are we looking at this week? If you pull up the handy dandy schedule.
All right. Be shaky. So we're not on YouTube. Is that correct?
I'm trying to re-add us right now.
Okay. All right. So we have a 5-game week. Colorado Rockies kind of killed two birds with one stone here. But yeah, Rockies are a bunch of 7-game weeks, but the Rockies are the only 5-game team. They are on the road for 2 at San Diego. So any Rockies next week, first half of the week, get them out of your lineups, as they say. And then the following weekend, the Rockies are at home hosting the Kansas City Royals. So get your Rockies back in after that. Bunch of 7-game teams. I'm not going to list them all, but a good chunk of games. The A's are at home all week for 7 games, which is nice. So we'll talk some A's as we get down there. But 7 games, 4 lefties, 3 righties. So it's a little bit split, which isn't ideal, but you get the full Sacramento experience, as you get the full Great American Small Park experience too. Reds are at home for 7 games against 6 righties. So Reds lefties at home. Reds have been pretty shaky lately, but get those Reds in there as well. I think that pretty much covers it.
Beautiful, beautiful. We are live now, so different link than the one from before for anyone looking for it. But we are there. But yeah, good to see we got our favorite ballparks back in play, which is a very, very nice thing. So let's kick it off here. Baltimore Orioles, got to get on the right sheet here, Bubba. The Baltimore Orioles have 6 games this week, 3 at Detroit, 3 at home versus Philly, 2 lefties and 4 righties for the Baltimore Orioles. Ryan, what are we looking at this week?
Given that I share the podcast co-host seat with you, we must start with catchers, I guess. We had the double IL stint.
They're having some problems there. And, yeah.
I don't think either Sam Huff or Chadwick Trump are addable, even in 15s. Like they are pretty terrible. So no. I don't think you're going there. The name that to me is the most interesting is CES, Christian Encarnacion Strand, called up about a week ago. Intermittent playing time at third base. Definitely playing third base against lefties. Let's see this weekend if CES gets time against right-handed pitching. If the playing time's there, you just never know, man. I know he's getting a little bit old now. He's 26 and a half years old. Christian Encarnacion Strand, we know there's a ton of swing and miss. We also know there's a ton of power. So that's one name that I am looking at. I think he's already hit a couple home runs. If the playing time's there, I think CES as a corner infield ad, probably just in 15s, but you never know when that, you know, he's done it before in limited stretches, being very good in the major league level. It's been a couple of years, but who's to say he can't do that again?
Yeah, my curiosity will spike Sunday if he plays at least two out of three versus the three righties this weekend.
Right, that's my thing.
And you were talking about it with playing time, but it's like he got three games versus lefties because they played the Red Sox and everybody's left-handed. Yep. He played like one out of three versus righties. So this week coming up, maybe he plays three out of the six because it's two lefties and four righties. Is that enough to justify CES? That's the million-dollar question. So yeah, I like taking him while he's swinging it well. See what he does, as you mentioned. He's done it before, but I really got to see if he actually gets the run, because if he does, Coby Mayo, the time for Coby Mayo's time may really be coming to an end pretty soon if that's the case. Like, he's DHing right now, but yeah. Man, everybody thought this would be his chance to play, and that is not the case.
The time for both of them may be coming to an end, CES and May. Talk about failed prospects. I guess Mayo's only 24, so maybe it's a little premature, but man, two similar archetypes there.
Yep, definitely. Yeah, other than that, though, yeah, don't pick up the catchers. Sorry, I'm getting back into the groove now. But catchers, don't do it. We don't know. That's the weird part, is Adley's like being shopped in a trade, and we have no timetable for either one. Sammy Basayo tried to play through it, though, so we'll see. Yep. Pitching side of things, how are you feeling on the Kittredge-Wells situation?
Nothing has really changed this week. They haven't really had Kit or Wells took a loss on Monday. I haven't really been any saves in almost a week for the Orioles. I'm still treating it as pretty much a share, maybe 60-40 Tyler Wells. I'm not doing anything with either one. I think they're both addable, but we need to see some reps with some save ops for the O's. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. All right, let's go to the Boston Red Sox. Seven games this week, all on the road. Four in Sacramento, which is always a nice place to go, as you mentioned earlier, and three at the Dodgers. Three lefties and four righties for the Red Sox. In Sacramento, it's 2-2, so it's not really a streaming situation. Like this past week, I said stream Yoshida because they faced a ton of righties. That ship is going to sail next week. So what are your thoughts on the Boston Red Sox, one of the hottest teams in all of baseball?
They are, I think, 15 in a row as we...
They lost game two yesterday.
That's right. They lost the second doubleheader. But still, hell of a run, 15 in a row. But I don't know. I don't think you're adding anybody on the Red Sox. The good Red Sox are rostered. You mentioned Yoshida. We like Yoshida in righty-heavy weeks. Four righties is not a righty-heavy week, especially for Yoshida. So I don't know. I don't have anything for the bats.
Yeah, I got nothing for the bats with Boston because it's somehow it's like, yeah, they have some really good bats. Not going to knock that. But then there's a handful of like, how's this working right now? And I'm not going to ask too many more questions.
Right. From there. Like, Anthony Siegler is your leadoff hitter. Like, how is this happening? But
yeah, it's an odd situation. The rotation, though, what are you looking at here? Because they're going to need some help here pretty soon.
I think so.
Ranger Suarez should be back this weekend, but they still haven't given you a definitive. It feels like it's going to be Friday, but no one has said a word yet.
Yeah. Well, I'm starting Ranger Suarez everywhere. I have him, so probably won't pitch this week. But everything hinges on Ranger Suarez coming back. Two of your guys are in this rotation, Jake Bennett, Patrick Sandoval. Bennett's, I'm sure...
No Sandoval shares.
You have no Sandoval? Okay.
No, but I do have plenty of Bennett's, yes.
That I do know. And Bennett is 100% in 12, so never mind.
Sandoval's 11%, so there you go.
I'm glad you came to your senses finally after your five-minute detour.
Hey, I still think he's
Patrick Sandoval 2 weeks ago.
Very serviceable 15, but I'm not throwing him in Sacramento next week.
Right, that's a problem. Your Red Sox...
Following week, he's got a two-step. Just gonna throw that out there.
Against who?
He's at home versus the White Sox and home versus the A's.
That could work.
That's not the worst one.
It's not the worst. I don't know. Yeah, the staff goes to Sacramento. So it's Peyton Tolley, Jake Bennett, Sandoval, and Sonny Gray going to Sacramento. Are you throwing Jake Bennett in the 15-teamer at Sacramento in your Vegas auction?
I will have to look at my other options. That's why I have 11 starting pitchers for this reason. Yeah. This is exactly why I have it. We've talked about this, so I can mix and match. But like at first glance, I would say yes, just because he has been that good. And we just saw Cade Cavalli and Foster the Griffin go in there and shut them down. So the Fair A's point. Team is beat up. They're hurt. Ever since Kurtz went down, they've lost a lot of thump. Shocker, I know, but their team is struggling.
No, Mr. Grouch and Jake Bennett, we trust. I think he's pitching well enough. You throw it.
Yeah. So we'll see on that one. It's still nothing on Connelly early. I think the best we see is September with him. So don't get too excited. I know when I did the Fab recap, someone in the chat was asking like the ad drops. He was picked up on a handful of leagues, but nothing to get too excited about. Closing situation, I guess. Do we have to do the customary Whitlock thing? I don't think Chapman's getting traded anymore.
Doesn't seem like it. Who knows? But I don't know. Whitlock's pretty widely rostered anyway. But that could be a stash that didn't pan out because Chapman stays.
Very, very true. New York Yankees, 7 games on the road, 4 at the White Sox, 3 at the Cubs. So a week in Chicago for the Yankees. That's not a bad road trip, actually, if you can just hang in Chicago for a week.
Yeah, that's sick.
The schedule of people are kind to the Yankees. 3 lefties and 4 righties for the Bronx Bombers, who I wrote up a pitcher going against them Friday, a lefty. The Yankees are hitting below 200 and striking out nearly 32% of the time versus lefties right now. It's embarrassing. Oof.
Interesting.
And
that's with lefty legend, lefty mashing legend Paul Goldschmidt in there.
There we go.
It's over
the past month, by the way, so it's not like the whole season.
Yeah. I mean, they even been good against righties over the past month?
Not really. Slightly like, better. But yeah, not really.
I guess, I mean, Ben Rice doing his thing. Jazz been good, but that's about it. I don't have anything on the Yankees bats.
I have nothing on the bats, and I honestly don't have anything on the pitching either, unless you do.
Other than, I did not realize Max Fried was going to be back on Wednesday like that.
Yep.
It did not start him, but get Max Fried back in your lives. He'll get a two-step against those two Chicago teams, so it'll be Max Fried at the White Sox at the Cubs next week.
That's a good two-step. Yeah, no, I told people not to start him this week anyways. I didn't know the full scope of how he would go, and he threw 5 strong innings, 7 Ks against a good Pirates offense. So kudos to Mr. Fried. All right, Tampa Bay Rays. They have 6 games at home this week. Week 3 versus Texas, 3 versus the White Sox, 3 lefties and 3 righties for the Rays. So your platoon situation up in smokes.
Yeah, like that's the one team you don't want split weeks for, so the 3 lefty, 3 righty, it's really tough. We had a question in the Discord, I think from Mark from SMMS on Victor Mesa Jr., who you were very high on entering this week. That is panning out well so far. Is Victor Mesa Jr. to you elevating more than a streamer, or is he still just
A streamer. Platoon I think he's guy very good.
That you're not.
We've seen him the last couple of weeks. I just don't. I think you're getting 3 starts out of him this week. So, looking at the schedule, the way it breaks down is it's 1 lefty, 2 righties against the Rangers. 2 lefties, 1 righty first Chicago. If you want to play Mesa for the first half of the week, sure. I don't think you need to stretch it that far. Like you could stash him if you want, but I think you could probably drop him and pick him up again, going forward. Like, let me do my usual look ahead real quick here with Tampa Bay next week. See, the following week, he gets 6 righties. He's very much in play again. So,
hold,
and three of them are in Coors Field. So, if you have Victor Mesa Jr., you can keep him on the bench, or if you want to grab him for a buck this week, that's probably not the worst move you can make.
What about a little Vlade Divac next weekend with the 2 lefties?
And it's 2 nice lefties, too.
Yeah, Ryan Vilotti.
I don't hate it. If you can,
I know you don't hate it. That's your guy. I just wanted to throw out.
I like the Vlotti Mesa platoon, dude. It works. It's the Rays devil magic. It's what they do.
Always, always.
So not opposed. And I'm literally writing Vladi Divac on my sheet. I'll know exactly what that means. That's the best part about
how this. How old is? We know he's alive.
Oh, the real Vladi?
Unlike Mookie Blaylock, we did not know if he was alive. Vladi Divac, he's only 58 years old. He's a youth. You can tell
the kids, this is what cigarettes do to you. Just going to throw that one out there. That face.
Yeah, he's it looks like he has seen some things. That's a tough 58.
When he was still playing for the Kings, you could tell he had seen some things. And and then post career, he worked in like the office, front office, and you'd kind of see him down low during games.
Yeah.
Saw even more things. So yeah, he's gone through it for sure.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah, as Rob Geis reminds us, Vladi was traded straight up for Kobe to the Lakers Charlotte deal on draft night.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Vladi was traded from the Lakers to the Charlotte Hornets in that deal.
I knew Kobe was traded. I did not know that was Vladi.
Yep. Vladi Dadi, we like to party.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, baby. Trust me, I got a lot of stuff going. going with the Kings knowledge that I have for you. My mom worked there for over 20 years. I went to a lot of Kings stuff. So yeah. All right. Anything on the pitching side for the Rays? They're pretty much locked and loaded these days.
Yes, they are. And thus I got nothing. Ian Seymour pitched pretty well on Thursday. Jack's bounced back nicely. Still don't know, you know, August, September, what Griffin Jacks looks like just workload wise, but they're locked and loaded, ready to go.
Perfect. All right, a team that's not locked and loaded these days is Toronto Blue Jays. My gosh, Vlad still has not homered in Toronto this season. Six games this week for the Jays. Three at the Nationals, not a bad place to go. Three at home versus St. Louis. Two lefties and four righties for Toronto. I'll just get this out of the way real quick because I've had this question on another show, and I did it myself. Right now, Vlad is benched in my league that I have him in. I'm not even starting him. I'm playing like Eldridge and company over him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm going to ask you the question that was asked to me on a show I was on. Say you had like one or two good first basemen and like good corner infielder, and you're in a 12 team or shallower league. Would you be willing to drop Vladimir Guerrero Jr.?
No, I would not.
Okay. I would. So, you have 2 months to play. What's he doing for you? He's clogging up a spot, but that's why I ask, because it's been 50-50 the responses I've gotten. So that I'm expressing to the listeners how difficult the decision is.
Yeah, just that I know it's been that somewhat bad. Decisive. Like I fully agree with the bench. I personally wouldn't drop, but I mean it's crazy. It's even a question.
That's the point. It's an option. It's a conversation right now, which is nuts.
Yep. Agreed.
All right. Now moving on from there, our buddy Yoendrick Pinango was recalled after what the heck was his name?
Yeah, Class A. Jonathan Class A.
Went on the IL. That's what it was. So he's back, but he was struggling before he got sent down. But anything on the Jays, this offense is beyond bad.
Yeah, I think I want Pinango to be good and just kind of not happening.
Like a week or two.
Yeah, he was fine for a little bit. No one gave me crap for this. I actually picked up Ernie Clement in the Vegas Listener League last week.
Really?
Nobody caught it.
Didn't notice that. That's awesome. Can you enlighten us on why you did, besides the fact he's good?
I just needed an infielder, man. I think I'm starting him too. They had four games.
If you picked him up, I hope so.
Yeah, it's
you needed some EC light in your life.
I don't need any EC light.
But yeah, no, it's a bad team. Like I really like the Oak. Even the Grouch mentions it in the chat. Big Oak is struggling too. Yeah, he has been. He was a locked in player for me for a while. Not so much anymore. It's a week to week, the matchups based thing with the Big Oak. So yeah, it's a team that's very hard to you want to stream against them right now is where you're at with the Jays, which brings us to the Toronto Blue Jays this week. They get to face. I got it right there. It is. Andrew Alvarez, no, but Cavalli's been awesome. Probably not gonna go Zach Lytle, but Pallante, Leahy, and Liberatore. Like, you could probably go with at least Pallante and Leahy in those matchups if you're feeling so inclined.
Yep.
Anything on the pitching side? Because Gossman, it feels like, is gonna be traded. Patrick Corbin just went on the IL, so they're gonna have to add some pitching to this rotation, which we don't really have an answer on who that's going to be just yet. Maybe Ricky Tiedemann finally gets some love. I don't know.
Oh,
but Ricky Tiedemann. Any thoughts on the pitching situation here?
Not really. I mean, the Corbin thing was the Patrick Corbin Eielson was all I was going to bring up. We'll see how that affects Spencer Miles. He got blown up like two starts ago, but then recovered.
He had an opener for him and he pitched well.
Yeah. So hopefully the opener continues with Spencer Miles. I still think he is startable, rosterable, whatever, if that continues. But outside of that, yeah, it's like the Jays could trade Kevin Gausman, but like, does anyone want Kevin Gausman?
Like, Gausman and Bieber are both like high options right now, apparently.
I mean, Bieber, I guess he pitched okay today, but I don't know, man.
Oh, I want nothing to do with Bieber. Like, that's not a chance for me.
Yeah.
All right, Chicago White Sox, they have 7 games this week, 4 at home versus the Yankees, 3 at the Rays. A lot of mixed weeks right here, Ryan. This isn't fun. 3 lefties and 4 righties for the White Sox.
Telling you, man, it's our theory. These lefties are just rising up and taking over the world, which, again, fully on board with as a lefty, as you are as well. White Sox, another catcher situation, right? Kyle Teal is pretty much donezo.
You can drop Kyle Teal.
Yep.
That's an easy one.
What's your take on Drew Romo versus Edgar Caro?
I'd rather have Drew Romo over Edgar Caro. I'd prefer to have neither, but Romo was playing pretty well right before Teal came back, and that's why the Caro demotion was pretty easy. So I'd go Drew Romo if you have to. But even since Teal got hurt, Romo's only played one game, and Caro played – maybe it's a lefty-righty thing. I don't know. But, give me Romo.
They're both switch hitters, so who knows. I like these two more than the Baltimore two.
That's fair.
Isn't saying much, but – that's about it. I'm not gonna talk about Andrew Benintendi hasn't heard in a month. He hasn't. It's been June. What is it? June 26th was Benintendi's last home run. So
yeah, that has
the bicep. The bicep has shriveled.
Yeah, needs to get back on the cream and the clear or something. Anything on the pitching front from the White Sox? I don't really have a whole lot here.
Not on the rotation side, and not really on the. I don't know what they're doing with the. Brian Hudson got a save. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Taylor's rostered. Every time you think he's going to be the closer, then he pitches the sixth. So,
right,
it's just a disaster all around. Cleveland Guardians, 6 games, 3 at Great American Small Park, which is great. 3 at home versus Arizona. 1 lefty and 5 righties. That's a plus. J-Ram returned on Wednesday. Beautiful. And Hel Martinez should be back any day. We talked about that for about a week now. So if you stashed while you could, you're welcome. Anything else with the Guardians?
No, and Angel Martinez is 62% rostered in 12 teamers. So there, you know, not everyone, I guess, listens to the show, but go pick up Angel Martinez back imminently. Stephen Kwan starting to turn things around a little bit, and he is 65% in 12 teamers. So I don't mind that. Stephen Kwan stole another base today, hitting it pretty well. Kind of looking like the Stephen Kwan we thought that would be when I took him in the Vegas auction, but looks good.
Yeah. He's back leading off. He was one of the more added players this past week that Ben and I talked about, because this snuck up on me about how well he's been playing. I just kind of wrote him off after how bad things were. But we'll pick an arbitrary date similar to Andrew Benintendi's, June 23rd. Stephen Kwan's hitting 368 since then. But it's 10 runs scored, 5 RBIs, 3 steals, no homers. So just brace yourself for the overall.
I mean, that's Stephen Kwan, still. Though. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, if you need batting average help right now, awesome. Go get you some. But just be prepared. It's not coming with a whole lot of anything else.
Yep. One barrel all season. That's and 379 plate appearances. That's fantastic.
That's rough. Pitching side, I've got nothing for you.
Pitcher, Guardians, no, rotation stable, and Cade Smith is the definition of stable.
Yep. Detroit Tigers, 6 games, 3 at home versus Baltimore, 3 at Sacramento. 3 lefties and 3 righties for the Tigers. In Sacramento, it's 2 lefties and 1 righties, Ryan. So makes this a little complicated once again.
Makes it very complicated. Congrats, James Outman. Hit a go-ahead home run today. But no, I don't have anything for the bats. I mean, Gleyber Torres is back, but That was more of a last week ad. So I don't know. Nothing.
Yeah, no, I got nothing. The usual suspects are well rostered and not a whole lot you can do there. Pitching side of things, Keiter Montero's back in the rotation. Looks like he'll be there until Jack Flaherty returns, and there's no timetable for that flexor strain. So in 15s at least, Keiter's back on the agenda.
Pitched very well in Wrigley this week too. 8 strikeouts, no walks, 3 hits, 1 run, which was off of a homer, and most importantly, 5 1/3. So Keiter Montero, who came over from the bullpen, is stretched out enough to go 5 and get wins and that sort of thing. So Keiter Montero is he's the cover boy for the YouTube art for this show this week. I feel like he's the top pitcher ad, assuming he is widely available. In 12 teamers, Keiter Montero is 36% rostered. So I would embrace Keiter Montero with open arms.
Yeah, I'm kind of still mad that I had him in my Vegas league, and then I dropped him when he went to the bullpen, and now he's back. So
it's Baltimore. Next few starts are Baltimore, which is fine, but then at the A's, which is tough. And then at your Giants, which is much great. Better. Yeah, much better.
The thing with Montero is, for the most part, he might not get you a lot of strikeouts, but he finds a way to get 5 to 6 innings of limit damage.
Yep.
So, yep. He's very good at that. That's what I missed about him going to the bullpen. Speaking of the bullpen, I know I dropped Kenley Jansen into 12 a few weeks back because I had other closers. Not regretting that at all right now, to be totally honest. He doesn't look as dominant. The usage is all over the place. Finnegan got the save on Thursday night. Tyler Holton got the save on Monday after Kenley Jansen got the win. It's all, like I said, he's not locked in is what I would say.
Yeah, I do think the Thursday save for Finnegan was just Kenley threw 19 pitches the night before, 28 pitches on Monday, and that win, like you said. So I don't know. I mean, if you need saves, you can't drop Kenley Jansen, but if you're good in saves or you have like 3 closers, you don't need to have Kenley Jansen around.
That's where I was going with that. Perfect. All right, Royals, 6 games on the road this week, 3 at Minnesota, 3 at the Rockies, 1 lefty and 5 righties. Bobby Witt, IL. He's too young to have a back problem, Ryan. That's just not acceptable in my book. Yeah. But here we are. What do you got with the Royals as one of the most added players last week was the Lane train, so he's off the books. And then Jack Kags is supposed to be back on Friday, by the way.
Okay, that is good. Yeah, the Witt injury is rough, and you just never know. I mean, he's been dealing with the back spasms for a week-ish, at least, that we know of. So who knows, A, how long Witt is out, and B, do those reappear down the stretch? So it's tough. I mean, nothing actionable. You just hope for the best. Andrew Velazquez was called up, started shortstop each of the last 2 games. You do not want to add Andrew Velazquez. It's actually even more telling. Like, he's Tyler Tolbert. Andrew Velazquez is starting over Tyler Tolbert at shortstop.
It was fun while it lasted, kids.
Yeah. But no, I don't. Long way of saying, hope you got your Lane train last week, but I don't. Don't have anything for the Royals.
What about little Randy Dobnak, who's back in our lives, and he's put together 2 decent starts already, which is terrifying. And he's at a revenge game next week. He gets at Minnesota to really spice things up. again, this is strictly, and then the following week, a 2-step Minnesota Cubs in Kansas City. Most of us aren't Dobnak fans, but in a 15, this might have some longevity, is what I'm saying.
I mean, anything has longevity in a 15, but man, no, I'm not doing Randy Dobnak, dude. I'm not. He's got the Oakley clear sunglass style going on. He's got more walks than strikeouts.
Don't be knocking the Sabo, the Gagne.
It's a tough look. I think it's a pretty tough look. As is Randy Dobnak's age, track record, and current strikeout
wait. You are making fun of how old he is?
Well, just how, like,
did the pitching review change your ways?
He's old and he's never been good. Like, yeah, I like old, I like olds who have at least been good before. Randy Dobnak is not that.
As bad said, or wrong one, As Bad says, that stash glasses combo is elite.
Elite. That's correct. I'm getting.
TDK says Dobnik wears Skecher cleats. Hey, I wear Skecher golf shoes. So
no, that's pretty sick. I like that. I need to tune into Dobnik's next start. Let's see what the latest fit is.
At Minnesota rivalry game. Here we go.
Get some pushback in the chat here on my fashion takes. Should probably stop.
Anything else on the pitching side of things, though? It sounds like Alex Lang might be on the market, so it's time to start looking at maybe Daniel Lynch or Stephen Cruz.
Where are these reports coming from that Alex Lang? Who wants Alex Lang? Like, he's terrible.
Relief pitchers are like the top guys that get traded during the break, though.
But like, okay. I mean, I guess for fantasy, we want to look at who would step in behind Alex Lang. But
Stephen Cruz got the save the other night. Looked really good against the Giants.
Okay.
So.
I do not know much about Stephen Cruz, but
yeah, just
decent numbers this year. Decent 18% K to walk, 35 innings for the Royals. Bad ERA, but skills look better. Yeah, got the save in Lang's absence. Then who knows? That could be a stash.
You're welcome. Minnesota Twins, they have 6 games this week, 3 at home versus the Royals, as we just mentioned, and then 3 at your Seattle Mariners. 1 lefty and 5 righties for one of the best offenses in baseball.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy to think about, but Cody Clements is doing his thing. Brooks Lee just continues to do his thing. They've got Jeffers back, but no, I don't have any.
Well, Trevor Larnach with 5 righties.
Yeah, that's true.
42% rostered.
And he's been hitting better of late. I like that lead off against 5 righties. I could do some Larnach this week.
Yep. Agreed. Because everybody else is rostered, which is crazy. And rightfully so. Wait for Ryan Jeffers to get traded. That'll be interesting. Caratini, he's all banged up, fouled the ball off his knee. So it's kind of, we'll get more news on Friday. They had a day off on Thursday, like most of baseball. So didn't get the update on that one just yet.
Yeah.
Pitching side of things, this is a team that is locked and loaded unless they make a trade, but I don't think they will because they are actually leading their division or near the top of their division. Now I know they're in the wild card hunt for sure, so I'd be shocked if they make trades.
The Twins are in both hunts, yeah, 4.5 back of the first place White Sox, which is crazy to say. Yeah, I don't have anything. Connor Prelip is rehabbing, but I don't think Connor Prelip's all that good anyway. So
yeah, blister. He got a blister problem. No, he's no Lodolo apparently, but he's following in the footsteps. So we'll see.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Sacramento Athletics, 7 games at home this week, as you mentioned earlier. 4 versus Boston. So you know what that means. And then 3 versus the Tigers. 4 lefties and 3 righties on the week because the Boston series is 3 lefties and 1 righty. And that 1 righty is Sonny Gray. So have fun, Sacramento. The A's, okay. JKG, Joshua Kuroda Grouter, is now Lance Armstrong. He's going to be out for quite some time. That's a problem. JT Ginn hit the IL. He'll be out for a while. Problem. The IL is getting bigger and bigger. Nick Kurtz could return on Friday. Keep that in mind. Zach Geloff could return this weekend as well, which would change these things. But it's a revolving door of IL stints with the A's right now. But what do you got for the Sacramento Athletics?
I just got a little off tilt with that Lance Armstrong comp. I just literally just Googled Lance Armstrong testicle while you were talking.
You didn't know about that?
I kind of did. I just needed some clarity on the situation. And wow. Can't believe you went there.
He's the yeah. I'm not gonna go any farther.
Fair comp. Yeah, no, you should probably stop. But good comp.
God. Yep.
I think first half of the week you could stream like a Max Muncy at home against 3 lefties. He was called up, DH'd.
If he's still up. But yes.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry, man. I'm all flustered.
Got you good, buddy.
One thing we talked about or texted about with Ben too was Henry Bolte.
Yeah.
Tough lately. Hitting under 200 over the last month with 1 homer, 3-4 steals, like not doing a lot. Hopefully this week can kind of turn Henry Bolte around, but this is borderline kind of Gene Segura territory where you think you've got something good here. The playing time has been there mostly for Bolte, and he's just doing nothing for you right now. So just keep an eye on. I'm not saying drop him quite yet, but
I've benched him this week.
It's not much. He's not doing much.
Yeah, he's benched for me. If we're looking for some other ads, Tommy White should get plenty of playing time this week. Tommy Tanks. Not sure we can call him Tanks just yet, but it's a great week for him to figure it out. Problem is we're talking about all these lefties, but it's Peyton Tolley, Bennett, Sandoval, Framber. So you got two are really tricky, two not so much. Yeah, so yeah. I said it for you. We're good. But it could be a week for Tommy White. Colby Thomas is banged up. If he's healthy, it's a great week to stream Colby Thomas, at least for the first half of the week. But again, with the disclaimer, it's a tough set of lefties they're facing.
It is. And got to avoid this rotation at all costs at home. Like, there's got to be better options than anyone none here.
Of these, not starting any of them at home. I'm with you there. And then the bullpen, every time you think you figure it out, Hogan Harris is back in the late inning action. I've said it this entire Fab season that he's their leverage guy. Not thinking this would happen, but every like month he ends up in the getting a save or two and then disappears again. Then he comes back.
Yeah.
He got the last couple saves once again.
Hollywood Hogan has 7 saves this season. Like, he'll probably end up with like 12, 13 saves on the year. I mean, it's so not
he's
nothing.
A guy to if you're really desperate for saves, you start going like a 6-3 starter reliever set. He's a good third.
Especially in a 7-game week, I think a lot, that's something you can look at too when you're trying to maybe stream these relievers. Like that's 7, that extra game, never know, but it helps.
Definitely. Houston Astros, they have 6 games this week, 3 at the Angels, 3 at home versus Texas, 2 lefties and 4 righties for the Houston Astros, Ryan.
Nothing for the bats for me.
Yeah, I'm not going Lucas Spence. Someone else can do that if they want, but I'm not going that way. Pitching side, though, we got some guys returning from the IL and Henry Blanco and Hayden Wesneski. Any excitement for any of this?
Ronel Blanco. He's back in our lives after a long, long layoff. I don't think pitched particularly well in his first game back. Bad. That's to be expected. Oh, no, he had 8 Ks. Sorry, I saw the 4 runs. 4 runs, 4 2/3, 8 Ks, 3 walks, so... against the Marlins, but the swing and miss is there. I actually like Ronel Blanco entering 25 because I thought the swing and miss was pretty good. So nice to see him. Nice to see some length in that first start back for Ronel Blanco. He would line up against. He would go future schedule would be at the White Sox this weekend, and then would get Texas, and then at the Padres, then at the Giants. So it's a nice. Schedule for Ronel Blanco over these next 3 weeks, I would be very interested. I assume he will stay in the rotation going forward.
He should. They don't have Hayden Wesneski in the rotation here, and he's supposed to get a start this weekend, so I'm curious to see how that unfolds. But if he were to be in the rotation, I like his skills as well.
Yeah, I just don't see where who would get
Arrigetti. Arrigetti.
Huh.
He has not been that good, but... We'll see what they do. Or they go 6-man to try to help with all the innings. Because I got 2 guys coming off of TJ. You got Emi. You got a bunch of guys that you can help limit innings with as well if you go 6-man. And they've done it before this year. So something to keep in mind a bit as well.
Yeah, it's fair. Arrigetti last 5 starts, 9 ERA. So it's not great.
He's not been good. And Hader is Hadering, so nothing to worry about there. Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, 6 games this week, all at home, 3 versus the Astros, 3 versus the Brew Crew, 1 lefty and 5 righties for the Angels. Real quick, if you guys have questions in the chat, we will get to them at the end of the show, so keep throwing them in there. I'm not ignoring you is what I'm going to on that. But when we're looking at the Angels this week, like I said, it's 1 lefty, 5 righties for the Halos, Ryan.
Yeah, but none of them can hit. Mm-hmm. At least the ones that are available.
Josh Lowe? I was kidding.
We like Josh Lowe. We've talked about him the last couple of weeks.
26% rostered. It's been a rough go, though.
Yeah, it's been a rough last week or so for Josh Lowe.
Some highs and a lot of lows.
Not bad. I mean, certainly well beneath your Lance Armstrong. But
let's just say it had 2 things going for it. All right. Speaking of, so the hitters are out of the question. Pitching side of things, I got nothing here because the guys I still have a Ryan Johnson believer in 15s, but he continues to be available in a lot of places. He's 1% roster in 12s. I understand that. But if you're in deep formats, Ryan Johnson has been very serviceable.
Yeah, and I mean, this weekend is at the Giants, so you like that. But for the week we're talking about, it's the Brewers. You don't like that. And then at Baltimore, yeah. I don't know. Bad. Ryan Johnson's just kind of a dude. Ryan Zephyrjohn, probably a better Ryan to talk about. Ryan Zephyrjohn seems like he's been the guy. I know you and Ben talked about Zephyrjohn a little bit on Monday, but don't mind him.
Yeah, I don't mind him. Just be prepared for something else to happen in Anaheim. And be prepared for 3 save chances a month, it seems like, as well.
That's probably the biggest thing. They're 41 and 62. Like, I mean, they're one of the worst teams. So it's just this, we always talk about the size of the pie. It's a very small pie.
It's not even a personal pan pizza for a kid right about now, it feels like. So, yeah. But yeah, no, he's the dude for now is what I would agree with on that one. Seattle Mariners, they have 7 games this week. It's a wraparound setup, folks. You get 1 at Texas, 3 at the Dodgers, 3 at home versus Minnesota, 4 lefties and 3 righties for your Seattle Mariners.
Going to continue on the Brendan Donovan rehabbing.
Are you alive, Brendan?
I just don't understand what's happening. Last I saw in Tacoma rehabbing, but still don't know what will happen if Brendan Donovan comes back, but I don't know. That's pretty much it. Julio got hit with a baseball running the bases again this week.
Yeah.
Don't like that, but
pinch hit at a home run the next day though. And back to the lineup the following day. So.
Yeah. He's fine. And it honestly has looked good I think he's played 4 games since return. You never know how these post concussion IL stints, how they're going to look. Julio's looked fine. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't have really much on the Mariners outside of that Brendan Donovan / Colt Emerson / JP Crawford, who's been banged up a little bit as well, that carousel.
Yeah, I got nothing when it comes to the Mariners. Even the pitching, you got that 6-man train going in the bullpen, which who knows what's going to take place there. They're talking about now Hancock and Kirby are both on the block somehow, which makes sense. You got to trade somebody.
They got to trade one of them, at least.
Or both, or bring Kate Anderson up. They got to do something. Right.
Exactly, because not only do they have a full rotation, they have Kate Anderson and ready and waiting, and Sloan. So, yes, they will move. They will move somebody. I know Trader Jerry is chomping at the bit to do it.
Yeah, but other than that, I got nothing with Seattle. Wrapping up the American League, the Texas Rangers, 7 games. The wraparound at home versus Seattle, and 3 at Tampa, 3 at Houston, 2 lefties and 5 righties for the Texas Rangers this week, which means it's another
that was the first song of Jock Jams. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I literally typed in Jams to look up his ownership. He's still only 30% in 12s, man. That's crazy. Jams, yeah, no, I remember that original Jock Jams. That was the good stuff.
Jock, there was Jock Rock was the first one. Okay, that had that had like We Will Rock You. That had
that's right.
Jock Rock, and then Jock Jams came after that.
Yeah, good stuff.
All over the place tonight. That's the only ad I have for the Rangers, and it's a prime ad. Jock Peterson.
The interesting thing will be is if Corey Seager ever returns from his ramping up his back injury, for how long is the other part of that scenario? Is things will get mixed up. I think Ezekiel Duran's going to be the odd man out, sadly enough. But there's enough injury prone players in this team to fix that real quick.
And Duran can play everywhere, so yeah. Something will happen.
Agreed. Pitching staff, Mackenzie Gore has been a disaster of late. Wrote that up actually for matchups on Friday. It's very interesting looking at that profile, but I got nothing here. They're going to keep rolling out Quantrill, and that's an utter disaster, but they have no other options really.
Agreed.
All right, let's go to the National League. The Atlanta Braves, 7 games this week, 3 at the Mets, 4 at home versus the Nationals. 4 lefties and 3 righties for the Braves, who feels like they're waking up, feels like their starting stud outfielder is not waking up. So I don't know what's happening with this team.
Yeah, that's the thing to keep track of this weekend is Ronald Acuna, who just some weird quotes about his rehab entering Thursday. And then I guess didn't see video or anything, but he was like limping after an at bat Thursday evening. Acuna was. So you don't like that. I think that's all I have. Yeah.
Yeah, like if you're in a deep, deep league and need middle infielder, Jim Jarvis is playing every day and he's hitting for average, but not a whole lot else coming with it. So I just wanted to throw a minor shout his direction, but as a whole, nothing really coming for them. And then on the pitching side, Martin Perez is back, and it's a boring is beautiful situation. That's what I'll say. Like he's in playing deep leagues.
He's in playing deep leagues, would get the Mets as part of this week. He's a two-stepper, Mets and then the Nats.
A good and a bad.
A good and a bad. And then at the Yankees and then versus the Mets. So in general, a pretty good schedule for Martin Perez outside of that Washington Nationals start, which could be ugly. But I think in 15s, you're doing that. So, good call on Perez.
All right, Miami Marlins, they have 7 games this week, 3 at home versus Philly, 4 at the Mets, 2 lefties and 5 righties for the Fighting Fish.
Bubba, we've been clamoring for it. We've been clamoring for it. Esteri Ruiz, is he going to play most days? Jacob Marcy, it sounds like they are kind of fed up with Jacob Marcy.
And finally, it took 4 months.
The leash was very long for Jacob Marcy. Esteri Ruiz, there were some just interesting quotes that Marcy will not be playing as much, to the extent of that. We'll see, but we've said this multiple times on the pod in previous weeks. If Esteri Ruiz gets everyday playing time or whatever, plays 4 or 5 games a week, I think there's massive fantasy potential with Esteri Ruiz. I am extremely interested if Ruiz plays like 2 out of 3 games this weekend. 19% owned in NFBC 12 teamers, Esteri Ruiz. If that playing time's there, man, I will spend for him. I like him.
It's a really good pickup if the playing time's there. It gets the old adage that you can get speed off the waiver wire. Well, here you go. 2 months of Ruiz playing at least 50% of the games probably still gets you like 20 steals. So, like, that's a big boost. But with that said, if you don't need help in steals, don't spend too much money on Ruiz. Use that to best your team is what I would say.
Yeah,
he's a very important move. Like Ryan's talking about, a lot of people will. Don't just go get him because everybody's telling you to go get him. Make sure you actually need him because he's going to hurt you in other categories. So
yeah,
we're at that point of the season where you need to focus on what your team needs. Now, 20 steals, it just depends on how much will he actually help you there and compared to hurting you and maybe RBIs and home runs.
Right. He's actually hit for some power. He's got 5 homers in 129 plate appearances, but 10 RBI. Oh, how is that even possible in 129 plate appearances? Yeah. Sitting 243, like that's not horrible. But I do agree. Yeah. To the extent in which you need steals should be the extent in which you bid on Esteri Ruiz. Yeah.
So we are at the time of the year to focus on that situation.
Yep.
All right. To head to the rotation, it feels like they're doing it again. The Mariners need a starter on Friday, or the Marlins need a starter on Friday. Braxton Garrett was scheduled to pitch Thursday. Oh, he did pitch Thursday in AAA. So it's a bullpen game on Friday instead of calling up one of the hottest pitchers in AAA and in their farm system. I don't know what he did to the owner's wife.
I have no idea. I am just as frustrated as everyone else. I know Braxton Garrett did not look good in the first major league stint, but he has been like utterly dominant in the minors to the point where
walks are
like,
down. That's all we wanted.
I know. It's like, what? I mean, why are they even throwing him? Like, I get if they don't want to push Braxton Garrett because of the injury, like he didn't even pitch last year, but like he's actively throwing innings in AAA. Made. Like, I don't understand. Like, shut him down, but like, don't just throw him in AAA. It makes zero sense.
Yep. Yep. It's pretty, pretty, pretty bad. And you can't even say it's a bad organization because they're actually playing good baseball. It's frustrating.
They're falling back bad, I guess, quite a bit.
Just going to bring that up because they're still throwing Jansen Junk and Tyler Phillips in the rotation. So do with that what you wish. I want to mention the bullpen. Fairbanks has been dog awful, and I've mentioned it a couple times, and he keeps saying, "Oh, we're fine, we're fine." I think it's time to pick up Michael Peterson.
Any reason for that, or do you think Michael Peterson's good?
He's the next man up. He's been very good this year. And if they do decide to move from Fairbanks or do whatever they're going to do, I think Peterson's the guy. So if you're in the speculating on saves situation, I think Michael Peterson needs to be a part of that equation.
Yeah, probably. Lots of Ks, 30% strikeout rate, whip under one, ERA under three. Like, that's all really good. Big fly ball guy, 50% fly balls, and he's been very fortunate with the home run luck. So you kind of live by the sword, you die by the sword, but agreed. And I think the Marlins, you know, even though they've fallen back a little bit lately, they're at least competitive enough that that size of the pie will be much bigger than like the Angels, for example. So I can get on board with a Michael Peterson ad.
And the frustration has been voiced by their own team with Fairbanks of late. So yep. Keep that one in mind. New York Mets, 7 games at home this week, 3 versus Atlanta, 4 versus Miami, 2 lefties and 5 righties for just a cluster situation in the outfield, because legit, like, Lou Bob shows up and I'm not thrilled with what's been taking place with the rotation of, like, Ben sat the first day, it feels like, and then Lou Bob, it's all over the board. Like, it's going to even out one way or another, but it's just not been perfect.
Ben sat on Monday. Lou Bob himself sat on Wednesday. Juan Soto sat on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why? So
whatever. It's,
I don't know.
I'm probably overblowing it, but it's just annoying.
Yeah. I still don't think Luis Robert plays enough to be viable, but we'll see. I've been wrong many times in the past, but I wouldn't like go nuts for Luis Robert. And he's probably already been picked up.
He's 93% rostered. So don't worry about it.
So I don't know. But I'm not. It's 4 people for 3 spots, basically, and maybe they just rotate that off day.
Just trade Lou Bob. That's what they're doing. Trade Lou Bob.
Yeah.
Rotation, Zach Thornton, it gets Atlanta this week, and then he's going to be out whenever Clay Holmes comes back, it looks like, unless they make a trade, which they very well could.
Which they could and probably should. Zach Thornton, just to screw with me even more, you see this? Changed his first name.
Changed his name. Z-A-C now.
How the hell am I supposed to keep up with Zach? I got him mixed up with the wrong Zach Thornton of a different decade about a month ago. And now, Zach Thornton. Yeah, the Ike Davis version. And now this is a new Zach without the H. It's, I don't know, man. I don't need this confusion in my life.
And then I'll do the consistent. Luke Weaver is a great spec, probably one of the top spec options out there.
Yeah. Do you think Thornton's out? If he's got a 1.93 ERA in 23 innings.
I just feel like that's what they'll do because they're the Mets. But, like, yeah, I wouldn't argue. Like, Freddie Peralta should be out. That's fine. Sean Manaea could be out. That's fine. But you're like, you're not picking Scott. You're not getting McClain. So then Holmes comes in. They want to trade Holmes and Manaea, it sounds like. Maybe even Peralta. I think there'll be a spot for Thornton soon enough. But if they don't make any trades when Holmes comes back, I think Thornton's the odd man out for a little bit.
And when is Holmes coming back?
Holmes threw a rehab start Thursday. He threw 51 pitches. So he probably has 1, if not 2 more rehab starts. So maybe 2 weeks. Okay. Not next week, but the following potentially.
Because Thornton's schedule coming up is pretty sweet. It's the 6th easiest schedule of any pitcher over the next 3 weeks. It's Braves at Cleveland and then at Braves. So Braves are below average against lefties, and Cleveland is Cleveland against lefties. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I think it works itself out in Thornton's days.
I'm with you. So I would still try to make that move happen if you could. Philadelphia Phillies, 6 games on the road, 3 at Miami, 3 at Baltimore, all righties for the Phillies, but does it matter? No,
does not matter. Bats don't change. We don't really care.
Anything on the rotation with the Phils? Or are you good?
Not really. I mean, who is their fifth? Who is their fifth starter? It's bad, dude. There's apparently it's Brian Keller. I don't know. This is not Brad Keller. This is a Brian
Keller. Brad Keller's arm fell off.
So that's Brad Keller, off. Yes. Brad Keller is.
Well, they keep bringing Alan Rangel back and forth. And yeah.
Yeah. Brian Keller is a 32-year-old journeyman rumored to be a potential fifth starting option for the Phillies. Has pitched well in AAA this season, but I would not add Brian Keller.
I would not either. That is not even on the agenda this week.
Don't know why I even brought him up, honestly.
No, it's fine. It's just fair because other people might see that and want to. We just say, no, not up in here. Washington Nationals, 7 games this week, 3 at home versus Toronto, 4 at the Atlanta Braves. Really good week for the Nats, 2 lefties and 5 righties.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Nats are the Nats. Never bench Luis Garcia. I do, like, what's the deal with Curtis Meade, man? Like, I don't know why they don't play him every day. Like, I get people need off days, but Curtis Meade gets a lot of off days. It's frustrating. Like, yeah. Yorby Vivas started at third base today over Meade. It's always just like every half roster period in like NFBC, it's just 2 games for Meade. He's fine when he plays, but it's been frustrating.
Yeah, it's like him and Jacob Young are kind of on the same rotation, and then it's they get a day. Yeah. Like they play 2 or 3 days, get a day off, 2 or 3 days, get a day off, and I can't tell you the answer to that. It makes no sense because Meade's been plenty good enough to play every single day.
I'm still probably rolling him out there in 15s this week, yes. Especially because it's, I mean, it's not only a 7-game week, it's a nice schedule. Quite beautiful. But you just hope he plays like 5 games. I don't know. It's weird.
And then I just want to remind everybody, Henry Ford is in a short side of platoon. Everyone that was drooling over Henry Ford before last Fab, I tried to warn you, and here we are. So a lot of lefties last week. There's 2 this week.
Yeah. Throw that out there. Bubba likes to set the record straight with his catchers, folks. Listen.
Yeah, listen, damn it. No, it's kidding. Pitching side of things, it's business as usual. They actually had an opener for Andrew Alvarez. I know they didn't. They started him and he got shelled again. So, yeah, they haven't figured that one out at all.
They have not. I benched Cade Cavalli this week at Coors. That was frustrating. Pitched really well.
Yeah, he pitched outstanding. Like, I think he's just an auto start these days until otherwise notified.
Yep.
Chicago Cubs, they have 7 games this week, 4 at St. Louis, 3 at home versus the Yankees, 2 lefties and 5 righties for the Cubbies.
Nothing on the bats for the Cubs for me. Other than Pedro Martinez.
Pedro Ramirez.
Yeah, I know. You called him Pedro Martinez on the...
Oh, yeah, sorry. I thought you were making... Yeah,
trying to get
my bad. My bad, fair enough. I deserve plenty of that. Starting rotation, though, what do you got? Or pitching, I guess, because you said nothing on the bats, but what do you got for us?
I don't know. No, I don't have anything on the pitching side either. I don't know why I said that. Okay. Jameson Taillon came back. Got all right, up.
Cincinnati Reds. But stick with you got nothing on the pitching.
No, I got nothing on the pitching. I got nothing. I don't know, man. Brian Keller or Jameson Taillon. My contributions to this pod tonight. It's awesome.
Taillon, weirdly enough, will be 15 team viable at some point, but I'm gonna avoid that train. Cincinnati Reds, 7 games this week, all at home in Great American, 3 versus the Guardians, 4 versus the Pirates, 1 lefty and 6 righties for the Reds, which heck of a matchup if you're a JJ Bleday believer.
Yeah, but that's the problem. Like, that's their only lefty that starts. Yeah. Nathaniel Lowe, I mean, Nathaniel Lowe
doesn't play anymore.
Yeah. He's DH'd like 3 of the last 6. I don't like, would you add Nathaniel Lowe for this?
No.
I don't know if I would.
I would not. He's not even hitting well, so it doesn't really mean anything to me.
And it is kind of a tough schedule, even though, I mean, the righties they face, Gavin Williams, they face Leiter Coney's been better, Paul Skeens they face, Jared Jones they face next week. So it's not like it's a easy set of matchups. So I don't know. Start your Reds that you have, but the bad Reds, you know, are bad and thus don't add them.
Yeah, Tyler Stevenson is 78% rostered, so it's not like a big talking point. But if he's available, he has been hitting really well the last few weeks. Agreed. So I want to highlight that. Like, he's hitting the last few weeks the way we thought he would hit for years. And ride that while you can with a full week in Cincinnati.
Yep.
Anything on the pitching side of things? Nick Lodolo is starting to throw bullpens, so maybe September for him. Yeah, I don't care. Thank you. Anything on the pitching side, though, it's pretty much is what it is to me.
Yep. Agreed.
All right. The Brew Crew, Milwaukee, 6 on the road, 3 at the Giants, 3 at the Angels, all righties for the Milwaukee Brewers.
All right. Joey Ortiz is super hot right now.
Yep.
Playing every day, mostly at third base, some shortstop there. I don't know how good Joey Ortiz actually is. This could be one of those, like, can't buy last week's stats and, you know, one of those type deals. But do want to point out that Ortiz, while hitting ninth, is hitting quite well right now. Not getting much playing time for Luis Lara. We thought maybe with Sal Frelick hitting the IL that we would get regular playing time for Luis Lara. That has not happened. Could be even be a short side platoon. So I don't.
Andrew Vaughn's getting that playing time.
Yeah, Andrew Vaughn is getting that playing time. So I think you could probably move on from Luis Lara.
Yep, you can move on from Luis Lara. Indeed, I like the Joey Ortiz shout. I saw a bunch of posts over the last week that ever since Cooper Pratt got called up and moved Joey Ortiz to third base, his offense has skyrocketed.
Okay. And there could be, I mean, you never know. There could be something to that. It's just, I mean, Joey Ortiz is, I think we know who he is, but who knows? 28 years old. It's his third full MLB season. Hasn't really done much. But in 15s, he's awesome. In 15s, yep. You do that, but not, I don't know about 12s.
And I love hearing you say ride the hot. Basically, you're basically saying ride the hot streak in a different way. So I'm really proud of you for that one. Pitching side, what do you got here? Because you got Miz, Sproat, Henderson, Drohan, Gasser.
I'll cede the floor for your boy, Gasser. He's got one of the best schedules coming up.
Uh-huh. Yes, he does. And Kyle Harrison's not coming back until at least the first week in August right now. He's got a rehab start scheduled on the 31st, which is next Saturday. And then he can potentially come back. So, yeah, you got Gasser's got the Road Rockies this week, then at the Angels next week, which is beautiful. And then likely versus Pittsburgh, which doesn't suck. And then, you know, maybe at San Diego if you're really
the Padres. All of those four matchups, that's what the pitcher planner has. That is the fifth easiest schedule over the next 3 weeks of any pitcher, Robert Gasser. And like you said, with Kyle Harrison out for the foreseeable future, this is go time. So I hope it works out for you, man. I think it will.
It should. And then there's also, like, even whenever Harrison comes back, they're monitoring Miz. They kind of want to monitor Henderson because he's basically throwing 80 pitches a start. Sproat's really not been that good. Like, if Gasser pitches well for these three or four starts, there's potential that he sticks around in this deal.
Yep.
He's 47% rostered in 12s. I would enjoy this while he's still getting some love.
Agreed.
All right, Pittsburgh Pirates. They have 7 games, 3 at home versus Arizona, 4 at Great American Small Park, 3 lefties and 4 righties. For the Buccos,
not too much for the Pirates. Do you want to give a shout for Jacob Gonzalez, who's playing shortstop mostly just against righties, but in a 7-game week, if you need middle infield help, Jacob Gonzalez is a decent piece to add this week.
Yeah, and it's likely well, they got Lodolo pitching next Sunday. I don't think that's happening. But it's still tough. The Hunter Green, Burns, those are the two right who've. But he gets Merrill Kelly and Brandon Fox to start the week, which is pretty sweet. So I can get behind that for sure. Yeah, that's all I would have for Mangum. Styles a little banged up right now. Got to keep an eye on that foot. Otherwise that offense is doing their thing. Anything on the pitching side with the Pirates besides your concerns of innings, which is very valid?
For Ashcraft. Bubba Chandler looked pretty good in his most recent start. Maybe there's something there. Jared Jones finally making a
back-to-back. Really good. But still like 80 pitches. He has to be extremely efficient.
I know. He's got to be efficient to even qualify for a win, but he's at least pitching well, which makes, I know, both of us feel good because we both spent a lot on Jared Jones in Fab. Dude, they DFA'd Dennis Santana today.
And what I'm waiting for, I am waiting for the tweet to come through that the Giants picked up Dennis Santana. I can see a mile away. And I'm going to laugh and go, look, we finally got our closer. But it's something they would do. Yeah, they DFA'd the guy that started. Closers aren't safe anywhere, kids.
No, not at all. That was pretty wild. I mean, well-deserved, but volatile as hell.
Very well-deserved. But yeah, someone's going to pick him up and somehow – some way he's going to figure something out and it's going to be hilarious, but Not sure who it's like. Is Milwaukee pick him up or who's going to do this is the question.
Somebody.
All right. St. Louis Cardinals. They have 7 games this week. 4 at home versus the Cubs. 3 at the Toronto Blue Jays. 3 lefties and 4 righties for the Cardinals. So I haven't really heard much about the Cardinals these days. It's just very quiet.
I haven't either. And I actually had their game on against the D-backs today. But yeah, they're just, I don't know. They're just nondescript. I don't have anything on the hitting side for the Cardinals.
Yeah, it's not much. Like I said, I dropped Blaze a couple weeks ago. Yvonne Herrera is in a massive slump the last few weeks. Like he's got 1 homer over the last month, 6 RBIs, hitting around 200. I still think he's great. I'm not sitting him, but he's in a funk as well. So just keep that on your radar. Pitching side, you got McGreevy got hit around a little bit today. Dustin May's doing his thing. But Pallante and Leahy have been actually good. And Hunter Dobbins has entered the conversation, which in 15s, I'm very intrigued if he sticks around.
Yeah, I think so. Hunter Dobbins, granted the at Angels qualifier here, but his most recent start, 6 innings, no walks, no runs, 5 Ks for Hunter Dobbins at the Angels. Would line up against Cubbies. The Cubs, at the Yankees, and then versus the Phillies. So I don't know, kind of an average schedule in 15s. Yeah, I'm not excited to add Hunter Dobbins, but he will be a conditional for me.
Yes, full agree on that one. Anything else with the Cardinals?
No.
All right, to the NL West we go. The D-backs have 6 games this week, 3 at Pittsburgh, 3 at Cleveland, 1 lefty and 5 righties for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Ryan Waldschmidt's looking a little better. Second time around, he is 50% rostered in NFBC 12-teamers, and I think the playing time is pretty safe for Waldschmidt.
That should be higher.
Yeah.
Say it. 5 righties on tap. If you can do it, I'll sign off on it this week.
On the juice?
Yes. It's worth the Kepler? Squeeze.
Okay. The juice is worth the squeeze with Kepler.
As a stream, it is worth the like Waldschmidt, you're keeping all season. Kepler, I could see streaming.
What about the tool man, Tim Tawa?
Oh yeah, you mean a guy I drafted on my Gladiator team? Of course.
Him, yes. Yes. Your cornerstone.
Yes. It's like the only reason why you did it, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Tim Tawa, I think he's fine. He's a deeper league play. He's going to have his moments where he's 12 violet, but deeper leagues from his positional flexibility, playing every day. Like, yeah, he works for me.
Adrian Del Castillo stole a base on Thursday. I've not seen visual evidence of this, but it did come across.
I had it on my TV, and I looked up. I saw him on second base. I did not see it either, but I looked at my computer for about 35 seconds. So that sounds about right.
That's how long it took there. Yeah.
I got nothing else on the bats. Like Locklear is doing well, but not playing enough for me to get excited about it, if that makes sense.
Agreed. And that's always kind of been the thing with Locklear, who did homer today. But
first career home run.
Yep. Congratulations. But yeah, it's partly because of the tool man. Just not enough regular playing time at first base for me for Tyler Locklear.
Yep, full agree. Anything on the pitching staff? Mitch Bratt is in the rotation, a guy we talked about last week. It's a really good control pitcher, not a ton of strikeouts in the minor leagues, which could play in the bigs, but fantasy-wise could be a little suspect as well.
Right, and the length for me for Mitch. I still don't know. Is it Bratt or Bratt? I don't know.
I'm just calling him Bratt. He's in the rotation until Gallon's back. I don't know. Like, the RotoWire has Gallon back next week. I don't think that's happening at anytime soon. But yeah.
Yeah. Though he could stay. I mean, this Cole Drake guy is also Cole in Drake the rotation. Really good. Yeah.
I'd be much more intrigued by Cole Drake, to be honest.
Okay. I agree to the point where, yeah, I'm probably bidding on Cole Drake this week.
I just don't know where they sit in the rotation because, yes, RotoWire isn't the end-all be-all, but neither one of them is in the rotation starting next week. And I said Gallon can be moved. That's easy. So you fill that spot, but I guess it's – where does it go after that? Because Soroka should be back within a week.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe – I don't know. And that's I don't know. Concern. Cole Drake. That AAA numbers you always take with a grain of salt. It's not the best for Cole Drake. So maybe I'm not shopping at Kohl's for him.
Get those Coles, that Coles cash, baby. I am interested. I'd like to get some more clarity, hopefully this weekend, which I don't know if we'll get it, is the problem.
Yeah, I mean, if and again, who knows, but if Cole Drake stays on his current pace, it'd be at Washington versus Padres versus Road Rockies. So you like that?
So the final two would be good, yeah.
Yeah, certainly not the Nats, would not. And that's the problem. Like, if Cole Drake faces
that
the
might
Nats,
be the only start you get.
Yeah, you don't want to, and you don't want to throw that.
No, not at all. All right, I'll ask this question again. What are you doing as a backup plan for Paul Sewald?
I don't know. You keep asking me, but like, do we need to?
Yeah. He's giving up runs all over the place.
I don't know. Who's your backup?
Well, I've been saying Juan Murillo all season. I think that's what I've been saying since I had Jewett on early in the season talking about bullpens. He seems like the top guy for now, but that's just something I keep on the radar. Sewald has really started to hit the skids.
Brandon Garcia has been really good, but he's the only lefty in that bullpen right now. So more of a leverage play than a ninth inning option. So yeah, if there was like a clear backup who was been the really good, I'd be interested, but like, there's just too many options and we don't even know. I mean, Sewald still has the job. So like,
well, here's another one you could do. He's probably not available in the NFBC just yet, but we're about 3 weeks away from getting Justin Martinez back.
Oh, that's a name. Yes. Forgot about him.
Yeah, he's throwing bullpens, facing live hitters. He's supposed to start a rehab assignment shortly.
So maybe that's the ad.
That could be the ad for like end of August, but you can't add him in NFBC until he pitches.
Yeah, but even like if in leagues formats where he's available, I don't know. I just think you're like speculating on like a 10% chance. Not saying that a 10% chance that Sewald gets removed, but Sewald would have to get removed, and whoever you speculate on would have to get like I don't know. It just seems like a low percentage play.
Okay, guess we'll see on that one. You're probably right, but I'm going to speculate waterfalls, not aggressively. Colorado Rockies, they have 5 games, as you mentioned, 2 at San Diego, 3 at home versus the Royals, 5 righties on tap. So you're preferring the back end of the week where you get Waka, Avila, and Lugo, which not too shabby, but
yeah,
most of these guys are rostered.
Yeah, at Coors. So you like that. You could even roll with like a Troy Johnston next weekend. Definitely make sure you deploy Mickey Moniak next weekend, but it's tough to start any Rocky the first half of the week with just those 2 games and 2 games on the road. We'll give a shout to the mascot, to Slick Willie. He's been playing every single day, playing pretty well. Willie Castro could be an ad in 15s. Just that position flexibility helps, and he's playing. And again, next weekend for Coors is really nice.
It is very nice. All right, we will move on to the Los Angeles Dodgers. 6 games at home this week, 3 versus Seattle, 3 versus Boston. Dodgers are usually pretty locked and loaded, Ryan.
Pretty locked and loaded. I don't have anything on the bats. I really don't have anything on the rotation either. I mean, they went from 6-man to 5-man with Ohtani not pitching, but what's the latest on Snell?
Snell threw, he should be, I believe, this weekend throwing his second rehab start. He threw like an inning or an inning and 2/3 in his first one, like 30-something pitches, dominated, single A, of course. But they're going to slow play it. I think we're looking for like probably 3rd week in August, maybe 4th, but he's coming back soon.
Replacing Lauer, Sheehan, or maybe 6-man? Go back to the 6-man?
I'd probably go back to the 6-man just to get innings for everybody. Sheehan should be replaced, but that's another conversation for another day probably. But he has not been good. Yeah,
agreed.
And then Edwin Diaz should be back next week. They want to try to get a back-to-back in his rehab before he comes back, but I don't know how many back-to-backs he's going to get anyway, so it feels like he's ready to roll here pretty soon, and it looks like it'll be early next week.
So what are you doing with your...
I'm still playing Tanner Scott.
Okay, because you've got Tanner Scott in your Vegas auction. I would still play Tanner Scott as well, at least for the first week, and just see what the usage looks like, and yeah.
I think they're going to really limit the back-to-backs, so I think Tanner Scott will have his fair share of opportunities. If that changes, then he can drop him. But I'd hold on for now. The guy's got like 15 or 16 saves already this year. So the opportunities will be there in bunches with the Dodgers. San Diego Padres, they got six games this week, two at home versus Colorado, four at home versus the Giants, two lefties and four righties for the Padres.
Ty France is just on fire. It's unbelievable.
It's like, oh, man.
Similar
like
to
Notre, it's like when Notre Dame went down. It's crazy.
Oh my God.
That's in Paris.
I know. Didn't it burn down though?
Yeah, Jesus, it's a fire.
And then there's got to be, we got to tie this back to Lance Armstrong somehow, because the Tour de France.
Well, the Tour de France, yeah. they finish it at the something
Champs-Élysées.
I've been there. I climbed the freaking stupid thing, but I had some wine on the street. They come down to go to the Champs-Élysées. So yes, we've gone full circle here to from JKG's injury to the red hot, scorching hot on in
Ty Fuego. France hotter than the burning Notre Dame, the
Cathedral of Notre Dame. Yes,
wow. So yeah, Ty France. What about old friend, the mascot,
Mr. Ringifo,
Mr. Luis Ringifo? The Padres have faced a ton of lefties lately, and I think that's probably why Ringifo's playing. But he's actually hitting, man.
Yeah, he's playing well, and if he could easily get at bats, give him a shot. I wouldn't get overly aggressive about it, but he's playing a lot because like Miguel Andujar went on the IL. That's the biggest thing. Now, how long he's out for, who knows? That might give runway for Mr. Ringifo, because we know this team likes to run out the same guys as often as they can, and they're doing that with Ringifo right now. So if you want to run it out for a week or so, knock yourself out. I wouldn't be opposed to it. Yeah. In deep leagues, don't make it a 12-team play.
For sure. And maybe not even 15s, but yeah, just want to throw him out as
you it's know, a he's dollar back, at he's the playing. Bottom of a waterfall.
Yeah. Good to see our guy back yes. doing his
even
thing.
Though he stood me up, it's okay. Pitching, I got nothing. That rotation's bad.
Correct. Are you stashing Adrian Mora home?
I was thinking about it, but then there's rumors that both are on the block and the Padres should trade both. I don't, and then the latest rumor with Mason Miller is they'd have to have their socks blown, essentially.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them for that. So yep. I don't know how they're going to trade Miller, honestly.
Yeah. I agreed. Agreed. Yep.
So, but if you want to stash more, like I can see Morone getting traded before Mason Miller is the rough part.
Yeah. Especially the contender that doesn't need a closer. Like,
yeah.
Morone's, he's awesome. That'd be an awesome piece to add and certainly won't cost, you know, he'll be a fraction of Mason Miller.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I'm looking at. Like, I'd love Morahone. He'd be an awesome person to fill in for Miller, but something tells me he's not going to be there either.
Yeah.
All right, we'll wrap it up as usual with the San Francisco Giants. Seven games this week, three at home versus Milwaukee, four at San Diego, two lefties and five righties for the Giants. Two lefties and five righties. They're playing the same dudes every single game, so I really got nothing for you on this. Drew Kavanaugh's catching with half the time with Susak, so that does nothing for you. I really have nothing. You've started these guys, you've added these guys. The offense isn't really the bigger, it might not be producing consistently, but fantasy wise isn't your problem. It's the rotation, but that's been the way all year. Like Logan Webb is July starts, my God.
Yeah.
He has nine strikeouts and three starts. He has an 8.1 ERA over three starts, but and is like it's like still like
and was pitcher of the month in June.
Yeah, I wrote him up for matchups tomorrow, and it's just depressing looking at how bad that's been. Landon Roop's been really good. He's bounced back beautifully. Like I continually say, he is the bright spot in that rotation. Robbie Ray should be getting traded. Matt Chapman could be back this weekend.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, are you adding? Yeah. I dropped Chapman last week after our conversation, of course.
Good for you.
I don't even know if I'll be trying to add him back. I don't know.
Nope. Don't do it. Don't do it. If he goes off, kudos. Tip your cap. Just no. Don't stress yourself out on that. But yeah, he should be back. Harrison Bader is about another 7 to 10 days away. If that, he keeps getting setbacks. The bullpen situation, Killian stinks. Eric Miller is probably the best option for now. But again, what's my motto on the show with the Giants bullpen? Stay away from the Giants bullpen because there's no rhyme or reason to what's going on there.
Are you interested in adding the Wiz?
Carson I'm curious, him. Yes, because with Trevor McDonald hitting the IL, and
yeah,
we're supposed to get his results from his MRI on Friday, it sounds like, and it doesn't sound great when it took 4 days to get results from the MRI. I like Wiz. I think there's a lot to like about him. I know there's control issues with the youngster, but we've seen the good. I'm hoping after they make some trades that we see Blade Tidwell get called up. That's the guy I really want to see up here.
Yep.
I think he's really, really good. But Wiz should get the first call to your initial question, and I would be not opposed to speculating a couple bucks on Wiz to join the rotation, because he should be getting one of those Padre starts at least next week, as I slimed down here. Yeah, he gets at San Diego next week, and then assuming McDonald's out longer, it's at Texas versus Houston, at Cleveland. Like, not the best, but not the worst schedule. It's pretty good. And he's a lefty. We know how that goes.
A lot of bad teams against lefties. So, yeah, I'm very interested in Carson Wisenhunt. We'll see. I'm sure by Fab we'll have – he may be expensive if an announcement is made.
Yes, fully.
I agree with you on Tidwell. I think Tidwell could be really good. It's just I think a trade has to happen. It's a little bit further out.
Yeah, Tidwell's pitched well in the PCL. That says – this speaks volumes to how good he can be right now. Anything else before we go two-stepping for the week?
No, pretty juicy week of Fab, I think. I mean, no one's going to spend a shit ton on any of these guys because there's no like major ads, but I feel like there's some good breadth to,
some good streaming this week's options. Pool.
Yep.
All right. Two stepping away here. We start with Merrill Kelly at Pittsburgh at Cleveland.
No.
Brandon Pfaadt at Pittsburgh. At Cleveland. He did it again today with one strikeout.
Yeah, gave up, two runs in the first inning. They went five scoreless, but no, I don't think we're back.
I can't Brandon Pfaadt this. He keeps doing it, and I'm waiting for it to blow up in smoke. You got Perkins and Jump in Sacramento. I can't do that.
Nope.
We got a Gage Jump question later we'll talk about. Martin Perez at the Mets versus Washington. I think so.
We talked about him earlier. One's good, one's very tough, but I think in 15s you're throwing that.
Throwing that for sure. And then, of course, you're starting Chris Sale. Kyle Bradish at Detroit versus Philly.
Hell yeah, man. Give my guys some give my guys some flowers here. Yeah.
Pitched well of late. He has.
Let's go.
Peyton Tolley and Jake Bennett are both yeses. It's at the A's, at the Dodgers, though. But you're still throwing them.
You sound very confident. I mean, yeah. Definitely, yeah. Tolley. Bennett, I could at least see, but you're
rolling the dice.
Yeah, I know.
You're doing it.
It's just such a bad set of matchups.
Horrible set. Like, at least don't send him to the Dodgers afterwards. Send him to San Diego or San Francisco or something. Right. Like, good Lord. David Peterson at St. Louis versus the Yankees.
No, it's David Peterson.
And Colin Ray's a no. Chase Burns is a yes. Brady Singer at home versus Cleveland and Pittsburgh.
It's your guy.
That's a yes. He's been awesome, dude.
I'm doing it. Yep, I'm doing it.
Slade Ciccone at Cincinnati versus Arizona. God, he's bad right now.
Yeah, he was really good for a little while and then not good. Really good matchups this week, even though it's Great American Small Park. Like, Cincinnati's not great, and Arizona's bad against righties. I would do it in 15s.
Maybe 15s, but anything shallower, I would steer away from that one. Noah Schultz versus the Yankees at Tampa Bay, no.
No.
Anthony Kay versus the Yankees in that Tampa Bay.
No, I feel like I've gone down this path before with Anthony Kay and been underwhelmed. Yeah.
15s, I'd think about it, but probably not. Keiter Montero versus Baltimore at the A's. I'm going for it, but it is not the best scenario.
Lock and load. Let's go.
Tatsuya Imai at the Angels versus Texas. That's a yes.
I have no idea. No one has any idea.
He's pitching well. He's pitching well. He'll have his blow up, but when he's been striking out a ton of dudes lately.
Yep.
Seth Lugo at Minnesota at Colorado. Good God. I think you have to do it, though. But I think good you Lord.
Do it. Not in 12s, though.
Yeah, not in 12s. Walbert Urania versus Houston and versus Milwaukee. That's
I'm not allowed to talk about him anymore.
Automatic. Juice it up, folks.
Get the hell out of here. Automatic.
It's automatic. Don't you deny
Jesus
that one.
Jesus Christ. Who's the, what are the matchups? I don't even care. Go to the next
It's versus Houston versus Milwaukee.
I don't care.
It's a yes. Justin Robleski versus Seattle versus Boston.
Yes, you do that.
That's a yes. It's a yes. Tyler Phillips versus Philadelphia at the Mets.
I could see it in 15s. I know that's your guy, Tyler Phillips, but he's not good.
He's not good, but in 15s, he's good enough, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it's, matchups, it makes all too much sense, actually.
Yeah. Sandy Alcantara is a yes, though, versus Philly at the Mets.
Sure.
They just keep leaving him out too late, getting smoked.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Brandon Sproat at the Giants, at the Angels. What a two-step. Giddy up.
That's glorious.
Giddy up. That's what you do. You go to bed, put your head on the pillow at night, and you go, this is my matchup next week. Sproat's going to sleep like a baby. Bailey Ober came back to earth a bit in his last start versus Kansas City at Seattle.
Still decent start.
Yeah, he's still doing fine.
So I could see it in 15s. Yeah, it still 15 sucks. Like he went, I started him in a drafting hole where I really need wins, and he went four. Yeah, I think the Twins scored like seven or eight runs, and Ober couldn't get the win.
Yep. Christian Scott versus Atlanta versus Miami. That's a yes.
Yep.
Gerrit Cole's back. He's awesome at Chicago White Sox at the Cubs. Same for Max Fried. Yes and yes.
Yes and yes.
Zach Wheeler's an automatic yes. Bubba Chandler versus Arizona at Cincinnati.
That's interesting to me. Bubba Chandler in a 12. It's good matchups, and his most recent start was good. Would have to. It's borderline. Borderline for me in 12s, Bubba Chandler.
What about Mitch Keller?
I don't know. I mean, never Mitch Keller.
Not doing it either. Michael King at home versus Colorado and home versus the Giants. That's not a bad two-step either.
That's a great two-step.
Yep, that's a good one. That's a yes. George Kirby at Texas versus Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little trepidation behind that. Yeah,
I know, but
yeah. I heard it. Tyler Molle versus Milwaukee at San Diego.
Molle?
He had a good two-step this week. Got pushed back to this matchup instead.
Yeah, that's your guy. What do you think?
15 teamers, I'd say yes. He's doing just enough in 15 teamers. He's kind of like the Tyler Phillips.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Landon Roop versus Milwaukee at San Diego's a yes, though.
That is a yes.
Matthew Liberatore had his two-step pushback a week. It's now versus the Cubs and at Toronto.
I think so. The Cubs destroy lefties, so that could be rough.
It's in Wrigley to top it off. At least you get the weather report before he starts.
Get the Wrigley wins. Toronto's awesome, though. And then the next start for Liberatore would be Road Rockies. So that's also
stay
nice.
The course. Stay the course. Bench streamer Liberatore. Griffin Jacks versus Texas versus the White Sox. I'm going yes.
Yep.
Jordan Montgomery is expected back on Monday.
Whoa.
Versus Seattle at Houston. Not a chance.
You joking with me? Or
no, dead serious. Dead serious. He's been rehabbing. Step. Cody Bradford's like 2 weeks behind him, two or three weeks behind him. Yeah.
That's another name. But Jordan Montgomery, I did not expect to hear that name.
Jomo. Today. Jomo is back, baby.
Wow. I used to like Jomo.
I used to love Jomo. Do not start him. But we get two looks at him before he's going to be FAB eligible, which is kind of nice, actually. Because if this goes well, he gets Baltimore, but then he gets at the Angels. Let's do it. Kumar Rocker at Tampa, at Houston. I know if I'm in a 15, I'm doing it. He's I'm higher on him than you are, but
no,
pitched well again in his last start.
Yep, pitched well in his last start. I am actually starting Rocker in a couple leagues. So yep.
They got Max Scherzer at Washington versus St. Louis.
I don't see how
he's supposed to rehab more. Andrew Alvarez versus Toronto at Atlanta.
I mean, I don't know. It's so hard to tell. Is he going to follow? Is he going to start?
Yeah, we love the skills, but
we love the skills. I think I'd do it and just hope situationally it's the best.
And then this becomes an easy decision for you. Cade Cavalli versus Toronto at Atlanta.
All day, man.
Yep. You're locked in now. Locked in. Yes, I love Bloom's disgust with Urania. That is so true. All right, we got a few listener questions here in the chat before we go to the Discord. From Bad, he says, sit Altuve for Cole Young. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'd probably lean Altuve, but depends on matchups. It's close enough. Yeah, you could do it.
Mr. Grouch, is Denzel Clark dead? There has been no new news on Denzel
Clark. It's true. It might be. Jeez.
Yeah. Andy says, 10-team head-to-head points. I have Mookie Betts on my bench. Do I drop Mookie for Dubon? Or do you, Mark, drop Mookie or Dubon? You drop Dubon.
Agreed.
And that's, and this is coming from a guy that does not like Mookie, but I will be honest with you. And then Bad says, stash Ben Brown. There's still no news on when Ben Brown's
I don't think back. There's a timetable. Update a couple days ago on RotoWire, showing improvement, has begun to increase his activity, and has taken part in workouts with plyometric balls.
Yeah, that's what Crochet's been doing.
So I think that's a no for stashing Ben Brown. I think that will be a while till he starts a rehab.
Then from the Discord, Matt Cardinal says, what do you think on Brat, Drake, Cole Drake? We hit on both of them on the show. Or do you think Brat, Drake, and Dobbins stay up worth grabbing? I think they're all worth speculating on, but Dobbins is my favorite.
I would rank them Dobbins,
Drake,
Brat, and then Drake.
Yeah, I think Dobbins has the best chance to stay up out of the three as well. But who knows with all these teams. But once the deadline's over, we'll have a much clearer situation on how things are looking. And that's August 3rd. It's not that far away, folks.
No.
Mailman Mike says, what are we doing with Gage jumping 12s and 15s? In 15s, he's a bench streamer on the road. In 12s, I would still hold him as a bench streamer, but if you want to drop him, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I think you can drop in a 12 and a 15. You gotta hold. Hope Gage jump can turn around this recent pretty bad stretch. A's are at home all next week, so you're not doing that. But last four starts for Gage jump, 3 walks, 2 walks, 2 walks, 4 walks. Like something's up. Doesn't really matter where he pitches.
And the long ball in Arizona got him bad.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yep. No, I watched that Arizona start. He still looked good until like the fourth inning, and then it just went off the rails. So I'm still a believer in deep release with 12s. You can move on. Then Alex says, empty the clip for Estuary Ruiz. I need speed, and Marcy news is intriguing.
Empty the clip, probably not. But like we said earlier, look at playing time this weekend. The playing time's there. I'd be aggressive, especially if you need steals on Estuary Ruiz.
Yep, full agree. If you need steals, I'd say this time of year, probably going at least 20 to 30% of your budget, probably, at least. Maybe more.
Yeah, I was going to say like 10, 20, but so maybe 20, 25.
Like leave yourself anywhere from $5 to $10 a week. After that, probably $5. So if you really, really need steals, be aggressive is what I'd say right now. Like it's time to go. And you're not going to get probably many other steals guys like this if the playing time's there.
That's what I just want to drive home. Yep. Like let's, this could age poorly if Sir Ruiz doesn't play this weekend. But
I haven't tried to pick him up all year, but many have like three different times. And he's been put back the next week three different times. So,
yeah.
All right. Final thoughts, Ryan, as we wrap up the week 19 Fab preview.
No, man. Fun show. I should probably close that tab of my Lance Armstrong Google search.
Yeah. Go ride a bike. See where that's where the whole Live Strong thing came from, Ryan.
That I do know. Just it's been a long time since I've thought about Lance Armstrong. I just needed to reacquaint.
Good and,
not happy that I did.
Good Bangkok will always remind you of Lance Armstrong. And on that note, make sure you follow Ryan on Twitter at RyanBHQ, the podcast at Bubba Bloom Pod on Patreon at patreon.com/BubbaBloom. I'm at BD Intrick. And until next time, this is Bubba Bloom, episode 367. Stay safe out there, folks.